We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Eiruvei Tchumin, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chof Aleph. V'azai nistaknin shnei achoisamois. And then the two choisamois, the two seals that are mentioned in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, in the first half, are get their tikkun, choisam hayodin, v'choisam horaglin kanal. The seal of the hands and the seal of the feet that we spoke about earlier. The Alkein, Rav Nosenthal says, now to tie this into the holiday of Purim. Achar kach nimsar hachoysom l'mordechai. This is why we find that when things turn around in favor for the Jewish people in the story of Purim, one of the great things that happens is that Achashverosh takes back his signature ring from Haman, his choysam, and he gives it, he turns it over to Mordechai. V'nachtoim betabas hamelech limchois zecher amolek. And Achashverosh gives Mordechai the right to seal the new edicts that he's giving out to destroy the nation of Amolek with his choysam. Sheze b'chinas choysam digdusha. This represents the holy seal, shemachnia dam nidois, which has the ability to subdue and eliminate the impurity. Impurity is represented by dam nido, and we had learned earlier that the word nidas is bigimatria choysom, exactly. Those are the two equal opposite forces. Now Rav Nosenthal says, now you'll understand an interesting point. V'alkein b'shas hagzeiro nemar v'tischalchal hamalko moid. Shepir Sonida, Kamashadosh Razal. This is why we find that at the time that the decree was given to destroy the Jews, in the beginning of the story of Megillah Esther, it says that when Esther Amalka heard about it, Vatischalchal Hamalka, she trembled. And the Gemara says that she what happened was she actually received her period. Pir Sonida, Hainu Kanal. Rav Nosenthal says this ties into what we're saying. Shemachmas shehizga beroz choysom homon, shehu bechinas pegam choysom digdusho, v'oz nase chas v'sholom mehachoysom nidos kanal. The reason why Esther Hamalka, who represents the Shekhinah, why we find that she suddenly becomes impure, she has this dam nidos, is because as a result of the hizgabros of homon, the choysom of kedusha, the seal of kedusha, got turned into nidas. We said choysam is bigimatria nidas. When there's holiness, when it's purity, it's choysam of kedusha. When the kedusha has a yerida chas v'shalom, the choysam gets converted to dam nidas. Aval achar kach zochu l'sakein choysam nigdusha idei Mordechai v'Esther. However, through the efforts of Mordechai and Esther, the Jews were zochet to turn it around and to convert it back to choysam, to destroy the dam nidas, to destroy Haman Amalek, and thereby restore the choysam of kedusha. V'oz nimsar tabas hamelech. And that's why we find in the Megillah that the choysam of the king is being turned over into the hands of Mordechai Atzadik. Bechinas choysam digdusha liad Mordechai, v'yachtoim betabas hamelech limchois Canal. And the choysam is used to seal the fate of Haman Amalek, to seal their fate. Ki Mordechai v'Esther heim bechinas yodin v'raglin kemavur b'mokom acher. Now Rav Nosenthal says, we had learned in Torah Chof Beis and Likutei Moran that the two choysams are called choysam hayodin and choysam horaglin. Rav Nosenthal says, let me remind you that Rabbeinu Zal writes in a different chapter on Likutei Moran, in chapter 10, in the first half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Mordechai and Esther, he refers to them as Yodayim and Raglayim. Bechinas choysam betoy choysam. And this ties into our chapter, chapter 22 on Likutei Moran, which speaks about the choysam, the two choysams, which are also Yodayim and Raglayim. Vezeh bechinas V'yodi notfu moir, v'etzboisai moir oiver, al kapois hamanul. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Rav Nosenthal says, ze bechinas Mordechai, moir deroir, The beginning of the pasuk, which speaks about Moir, represents Mordechai, Shehu Choisim Hayodim, Bechinas Vide Viyodi, Noitvois Moir, Vezehu Al Kapois Hamanul, Loshin Choisim. Manul is a lock, a seal. Bechinas Gan Noul, Mayon Chosum. So we see that a no'ul, manul, is associated with a choysim. Rav Nosson Zal is bringing these psukim to tie in, to show us how Mordechai and Esther are tied into this concept of the choysim hayodin and choysim haraglin. And they're the ones who have the ability to turn things around from the Yerida, the state of Yerida and Nephila, when Haman Amalek was riding high and looked as if he was going to crush Bnei Israel. And then the choysamois were pogum. Then there was this dam nidas. And when things got better, when Mordechai and Esther turned things around, then we find the choysam of kedusha being restored and symbolized by the vayachtoim betabas hamelech, by a decree being sealed with the seal of the king to destroy Haman Amalek. Paragraph Chof Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein krochim hamukofois choyma mimois Yeshua benun koirin betezvov. And now we'll tie another thing into our discussion. We know that the law is that most places in the world celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar. In the city of Shushan, and also in those cities that had a wall around them from the time of Yeshua benun, they celebrate Purim on the 15th of Adar. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki b'Shushan sheshom choyu Mordechai v'Esther bi'atzmon, because in the city of Shushan, where Mordechai and Esther themselves were present, v'shom choyu ikra haneis, and therefore that's the place where the miracle of Purim was felt the most, the strongest, shom zoichin lehoras Purim b'tachlis hashleimus, b'yoyser mikol hoylam. We have to understand that there they experienced and they felt the full power of the miracle of Purim more than any other place in the world. Haynu ki shom zoichen lebechinas nasa v'nishma hagavoya b'yoyser, meaning implying that there they were zoicher to the highest level of nasa v'nishma. Ki shom meir b'yoyser horas Mordechai v'Esther, because there this light of Mordechai and Esther shone brightest in their hometown. V'alkein heimoisim Purim b'tesvov. For this reason, they celebrate Purim on the 15th of Adar. Ki b'yudalid shehu etzleinu Purim heim loichaminoz adayin melchemes hamolek v'ho'oras hasokas Purim shelohem hu acharkach b'tesvov. Because on the 14th of Adar, when we're already celebrating Purim, they're still in the middle of the battle. They're still battling to achieve higher success, greater successes even. V'ho'oras v'asogas Purim shelohem hu achakach betezvov. And when the light gets turned on for them, it's afterwards on the 15th. Ki zoichin lenase v'nishma govoya yoiser betezvov b'shleimus milui halavonov. Because on the 15th of the month, when the moon is in its fullest, that's when they're zeichet to the highest degree of nasa v'nishma. We had mentioned earlier, if you recall, a few shiurim ago, that again, those that are celebrating it earlier, it's because they can't handle the full measure of light, the full blast of light, all 10,000 volts. So they take Purim in a day earlier when the voltage is less. The voltage is only 8,000 volts. And then that light they can handle. Whereas in the city of Shushan, or in these cities that have the wall around them from Yishmael Shubanun, they're receiving the highest level nas of an Ishma. V'alkein krochim amukofin choyma mimois Yeshua, nosnu lohem kovoid likrois gamkein betezvov kemoi Shushan kemoi shomra azal. And now we could understand why those cities that have a wall around them from the time of Yeshua are given the same respect as the city of Shushan. Kimukofois choyma mimois Yeshua zebechinas shenim shachloim heoras hachoysam. The fact that they have this wall around them from the time of Yeshua tells us that they have this chosam in a high level. Shehu bechinas choymas. Ki choymas ois yois chosam kemuva. Because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that these two words are identical letters. The word chosam, which means this seal of Kedusha, and the word choymas, which means a wall of, the wall of. V'zeh shenim shach mimois Yeshua. And when we talk about this choyma, mimois Yeshua, shehu hayoha rishon shekova sheretz Yisrael v'locham milchamois hamolek. Yehoshua represents the first one who brought Klal Yisrael as a people into Eretz Yisrael and who was zeche to wage major war against Amalek. He's the first one who went out against Amalek. As it says in the Chumash, Tzei hi lochem ba'amalek. Yehoshua was told to go do battle against Amalek. Kemova b'mokom acher, as is discussed in other places. She Yehoshua that Yehoshua is the one who's designated to do the battle against Amalek. V'alkein al yodoi nimshach b'chinas choymo shehu b'chinas choysom sheze nas al yidei shemachnin az is the sitrach reshu Amalek shu az ponem b'yoser. And therefore it's Yehoshua who is the one appointed to do battle against Amalek. Amalek, who is this dam nidas, asher korcho baderech, the impurity, and Yehoshua waged war against him. And therefore, Yehoshua is the one who's able to draw this kiddush of choysam into those cities that have a choymo, choymas, around them, mimois Yehoshua benun. As the Torah tells us, the Medrash says, about Amalek, moshol ambati, that the Jews, when they came out of Egypt, could have been compared to a boiling hot bath that nobody would have dared to venture to stick their toe in. And along comes this dog, Amalek, and jumps into the bath, knowing full well that he's going to get scalded, but hopefully make it a little bit cooler for the next guy to jump in. Kofatz ben Belial echad l'secha. So one Russia jumps into the bath, knowing shehu hayo ha'az ponen b'yoser, who was the greatest azponim, the greatest mechutzuf, which was Amalek, lehizdavek liYisraelos, to take on Klal Yisrael at the time, to lock horns with Klal Yisrael. Ki Amalek hu zuamas hanochosh, because Amalek represents the filth of the snake. Remember we mentioned earlier that the Gemara says, homon min ha-toira minayin, hamin ho-eitz. That Haman is mentioned in the Torah by the Pegama, the Eitz Hadas, which was instigated by the Nochosh, because Haman Amalek is the Nochosh. Shehu b'chinas Azaz de Sitrachra, kemuva b'mokom acher. He's the symbol of Azaz de Sitrachra. Val yidei shemachnien es Amalek, and when we are zechet to subdue Amalek, machnien Azaz de Sitrachra, it means we're subduing this Azaz of the Sitrachra. V'zeichin la'azaz digdusha, and v'zeichin to replace it with azaz digdusha, which we had learned earlier, is the key to coming close to tzadikim, to the kiddusha. V'ideze nestakein ha'choysam digdusha, and thereby we restore the seal of kiddusha, shehu bechinas choymas kanal, which we said before, choysam, choymas are the same letters. V'kol ze nimshach mebechinas chedvas Hashem himozchem. And how is a Jew zeuche to this? How is a Jew zeuche to have the Azaz Digdusha to defeat the Azaz of the Sitrachra? Where he draws his Azaz from is from Simcha. The Pasuk says, ki chedvas Hashem himozchem. Being happy with Hashem, that'll be your source of strength, your source of Azaz Digdusha. Chinas Nasa v'nishma, just as when the Jews said Nasa v'nishma, they were zechut to those crowns on their head, which means simcha. The alkein, and it's for this reason that krochen hamukofen choyma mimois Yeshua zechen lahasogas purim b'shleimus o'elyoin, that those cities which have a wall around them, from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, they like the city of Shushan, are zechut to receive the full measure of the asog of Purim, the hainu b'chinas nasa v'nishma hagavoya yoser, the highest level of nasa v'nishma, the alkein koirin b'tezvov kemoi shushan, Sheshom Zoichem Asogas Nasa Venishma Gavar Yeser. Therefore, just like we learned that in the city of Shushan, because that was the place of Mordechai and Esther, therefore they were zeichet to the fullest voltage of the miracle of Purim, and they celebrated on the 15th, so too similarly, the cities that have a wall around them from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, Yehoshua, who like Mordechai and Esther, represents a nuclear force against Haman Amalek. Yehoshua was the one about whom it says, Tzei Hilochim Ba'Amalek. And Yehoshua was the one who led Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael and opened major battle against Amalek there also, besides in the desert. It's this Yehoshua who has the ability that those cities that have a wall around them from his time, we said Choyma, Choymas Tzion. Choymas is the letters Choysam, meaning they received from Yehoshua this purity of the Choysam of Kedusha. They are similar in concept to the city of Shushan. Shushan has Mordechai and Esther. These cities have the wall, the choysam, the choymas, around them, Mimois Yeshua. Yeshua is the major force against Amalek. Those are the two elite units in Klal Yisrael who are able to get the highest level of Heorah of Purim. And therefore they receive the Heorah on the 15th of the month, the full moon, the Shleimus HaLevona, meaning they're receiving the fullest voltage of Purim, whereas the rest of the world celebrates Purim a day earlier when the voltage is still high, but it's less. It's not 10,000 volts, it's 8,000 volts. Baruch Hashem.